I've had the marvelous opportunity to attend World Youth Day twice. I went in 2002 before I went to seminary, and then I went again in 2011 when I was the parochial vicar here and we took a group from St. Martha's. For those of you not familiar with World Youth Day, it's a chance every 2 or 3 years where the Holy Father gathers with the youth of the world. And it's basically like this big, huge Catholic party. And they invite a whole bunch of people to come from all over the world and celebrate. When we were in Toronto, we had about 800,000 people that showed up for the final mass. And when I was in Madrid, we had over 2 million people show up. And it's similar to the story in the gospel. I remember getting there, and at Madrid, the final mass was at this Air Force base that they closed for the week so that we could have the festivities there. So it's just this huge, big open field with runways and stuff. And people just kept showing up. And they finally had to shut the airport down because everybody was like, we have no more room for all the people that are coming. Like, it was this feeling of, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? And I think that's a similar thing that happened here with the disciples and Jesus. They go to the other side of the lake, and all of the people see that, look, Jesus is over there and his disciples, so let's go. And everybody's showing up, and Jesus and the disciples are like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? And we hear in the scripture that there are number 5,000 men. So that's like 5,000 families. So that's like our whole entire parish coming together, like, I don't know, maybe in the field that we haven't developed yet, but like coming together and listening to Jesus, and everybody's shocked. Like, okay, all these people are here to listen to Jesus. What are we going to do? And I love the discourse that Jesus has. He asks Philip, hey, Philip, let's go get some food for people. And he goes, wait, what? There's no way. 200 days wages is not going to be enough to feed all these people. Do you see how many people that are coming? And Jesus doesn't ask Philip to like embarrass him. He asks Philip, like maybe as a parent you've done before to your kids, to show them like an important lesson. Like, hey, do you know how to solve this problem? Because I do, but I'm going to ask you the question. Or maybe like a really brilliant teacher that you had that asked this question that you're like, I have no idea how you can come up with a solution. But they have one the whole way. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus had a solution to this the whole time. He knew what he was going to do. And he was just saying to Philip, let me show you something. Trust me. I got this. And he does. There's 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And he says, give it to me and I'll take care of it. And the 5,000 families that were gathered there to listen to Jesus, they were filled with more than their share to eat. It wasn't just like they took a little bit of bite and it was, okay, that's enough for me, somebody else can. No, it was like they were filled to their brim, like go to the buffet and eat until you can't eat anymore. And then later, like, that's how much food they had. And then Jesus said, well, let's collect what's left over. And there were 12 baskets. It started with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And it's Jesus' way to say to us, I got this. When something looks impossible, when something looks like it can't happen, when we don't have an answer, we don't have a solution to a problem, we can turn to Jesus. And he's got us. He says, I'm here for you. I got this. So that tells us in our lives, when we have a problem, when we have something that we don't know what we're going to do, when something seems like the odds are insurmountable, we say, Lord, I need you. I don't know how to solve this. And the Lord, in his incredible mercy and his incredible love for us, will say, I got this. He says to you, I got you. You might think it's impossible. You might think there's no solution. You might think there's no way out. But I got a solution for you. Because I love you. Because I'm here for you. Because if you trust in me, anything can happen. I love when we have the scriptures, like the first reading in the gospel, that are parallel. Like that first reading we heard from Elisha. He says, look, there's 20 loaves of bread here I got for 100 people. And his disciples are like, wait, whoa, we don't have enough. And there was plenty for them. And Jesus did an even more incredible thing by feeding 5,000 families with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He loves us. He shows us he provides for us. He shows that no odds are insurmountable because he's our God. And he's here with us. It's a beautiful gift that we have over the next few weeks that we'll hear for the rest of this gospel. This is the 6th chapter of John's gospel. And every 3 years the church gives us this opportunity during the summer to hear the whole chapter of the gospel. And it's a reminder to us of how much God loves us, about this incredible gift that God gives us, that He's here with us, that He's here for us. And so over the course of the next several weeks, we'll hear the Bread of Life discourse of the teachings of our Lord Jesus when He says, hey, this is my body, this is my blood, I give it for you. And so during these next few weeks, we will hear about the incredible love that our Lord has for us. We'll hear about the gift that He gives us. We'll hear more about this incredible gift of the Eucharist. So we approach the Lord knowing that He gives us an incredible gift. Knowing that no matter how many times we think the odds are stacked up and we're never going to be able to overcome, He says, I'm here for you. I'm here with you. I'm here because I love. That's the message that the Lord wants us to hear. That's the message that He has for us. This weekend is also exciting for us because we'll celebrate, tomorrow the church celebrates the Feast of St. Martha's. And normally those feast days of saints that fall on the weekends, you don't celebrate them. But since she's our patroness, we get to do so. So some of you might walk in and be like, how come Father's wearing white in the middle of the summer? It's because we're celebrating the Feast of St. Martha. And St. Martha's the patron of hospitality, which is a great reminder to us that we need to be welcoming, that we need to be encouraging, that we need to be an inviting community. Because hopefully St. Martha's will be a place that people will come to when they feel like, I don't know that I can make it through this. I don't know if God will be able to rescue me. I don't know if God will be able to provide for me. And hopefully they'll come here to St. Martha's. Maybe they'll come here just one day saying, I don't know, let me go give this God a shot. And what we can do is be hospitable. We can be a welcoming community. We can tell others in Kingwood and across our city about how good our God is. About how no matter how great the obstacle seems to be, God will provide. We can be the voice of the Lord to those who are struggling, those who are having a tough time, those who feel like, I'm not going to be able to make it through. We can help share with them this voice of the Lord to say, you're welcome. You're welcome to pray here. You're welcome to come here. You're welcome to receive the incredible love of our God because He is here for us. He is. He always will be. So my friends, as we continue our celebration this evening, we ask the Lord to help us to trust in Him. That whenever life seems difficult, whenever we feel like the odds are insurmountable, we ask the Lord to help us trust in Him, knowing that He's going to provide. Because He has, and He always will.